cosmos. Just complete speculations now. While eating chocolate Friday night. Just about to go to bed. Looking out into the night sky, seeing the new moon or the late moon, whatever it is, clear sky. And seeing all stars. Not so many here in the city, but I'm thinking about what the astronomers, scientists, and those people say. These stars are many light years away. Is it really so big? What is it that we see out there? And of course the question, the old question, can we really be alone in the universe? Well, either this hugeness of this world is just part of this program, so to speak. The further out you look, the bigger it becomes. Now, what if it is this way that this earth, this earthly realm that we now find ourselves in has been created for us? Then why is it so huge? Well, big, small. We can look out in the biggest, down to the smallest, and go on and on like that forever. That's what I concluded after learning about physics and astronomy and all of that in school. They can go on forever. But then I thought, what if this vastness that we see out there is simply the vastness of the total world, albeit covered by the modes of nature here. Well, either it's just some virtual illusion, don't bother looking out into the biggest and down into the smallest. We will fool you. This space with all the little bright dots up there. Some kind of reflection of the real space, the spiritual sky. Which is then all that exists. It's just that we are now covered with darkness, and that's why everything looks black out there. And I heard from these Vedic scriptures, don't know where they're stated, but that the sun is a reflection of Brahma Jyoti. In other words, the spiritual light. Shining through in here. Through some window or whatever. Well, my speculations don't seem so far away. We don't need to think spatially that much. That up out there somewhere is a huge spiritual world, Vaikuntha Brahma Jyoti, spiritual sky. And ooh, that is big. And in there, in a little cloud, Mahavishnu in little bubbles. And each bubble, tiny, tiny, tiny. There is our space, which is many light years big. And then we go, our little speculating brains go psst, fried. And that in itself and I'm just saying before these wonders every scientist however big or famous must bow in humility saying I don't understand. This is beyond me. Wow, thank you for admitting to that. Yeah, we are funny, we humans. Now, if we can just abstain from killing each other and others, it tastes good. And raise a bit up toward the actual higher worlds, which are not up there in the sky, not necessarily, but up there in the higher realms of consciousness.